Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Oh, there's life in
You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. Our time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. The Republican-led House Oversight Committee today received new documents in connection with the Jeffrey Epstein case, including a copy of the alleged birthday book. It contains a one-page letter with a drawing of a woman's body and what appears to be Donald Trump's signature. Now the administration is responding.
The deputy chief of staff at the White House is posting on X, a post that's been then retweeted by the White House account. He's saying, Taylor Budowich is saying that that's not his signature and saying that it's defamation. He's posting a number of photos of other photos of Trump's signature, claiming that those don't add up to the signature that is on this page released by the oversight House Oversight Democrats.
ABC's Catherine Falders. Israel's military put parts of the West Bank on lockdown today after a shooting at a bus stop left six people dead in Jerusalem. The two attackers were killed in the incident. This is ABC News. The bumpy housing market has left many buyers unable to afford a new home, and some sellers can't find buyers.
Home buyers have had a difficult and expensive time over the last several years, and home sellers in some parts of the country are now having a rough go because buyers have more options. Active listings have been increasing each month, and there's been a sharp increase in places like Texas and Florida, fueled by new construction. Median prices have fallen by nearly 5% over the last year in Austin and in Miami. Realtor.com, though, says in the Northeast, supply is still 50% below pre-pandemic levels. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Eight people are dead after a train collided with a double-decker bus today in Mexico City. 45 people were injured, authorities say. An investigation into the cause of the crash is underway. And pockets of dangerous weather across the nation with wildfires out west prompting severe smoke alerts across several states. I'm Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 52, mixed skies and mild tomorrow, high 75, winds will be southwest 10 to 20, and then isolated showers are possible tomorrow night, otherwise passing clouds with a low of 56. Currently in Richland Center, we have partly sunny skies, the winds are out of the west, northwest at 7 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 72 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. With kids back in school, parents need to be doing their best to make sure germs aren't being spread and they aren't getting sick. UW Health Kids' Dr. Casey Freimiller says washing hands is the most important things kids can do.
Using soap and water and a quality amount of time, we talk about singing the ABCs, really goes a long way to getting all the dirt and grime and the viruses and bacteria that can kind of be harbored on our hands and frequently. after using the bathroom, before eating, after playing outside or playing with a pet.
Germs and sickness can run rampant as kids head back to school. Parents should also be telling kids what to do properly if they have to cough or sneeze.
Really helping kids remember, like, cover your cough and your sneeze. Teaching them to use their elbow or their sleeve or something that's farther away from their hand can go a long way in preventing their germs from reaching someone else.
Fry Miller says proper hand washing and teaching kids to cover their coughs and sneezes will also help stop the spread of germs. But vaccines remain the number one defense for spreading illness.
Talking with your pediatrician about what vaccines might be available or necessary for kids as they get back to school, or getting up to date on maybe some vaccines that we are due for, is also helpful. Prevention goes a long way. An ounce of prevention is worth its pound in cure.
Fry Miller says HealthyKids.org is a great resource for parents to visit to get more information. A Wisconsin congressman calls for federal oversight of the Milwaukee County transit system. According to a press release, First District Representative Brian Stile wrote to Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy Friday about the issue of accountability and oversight with the county agency. Stile tells Fox 6 Milwaukee that his action comes after reports of MCTS losing out on $4 million in revenue last year due to people not paying a fare to ride the bus. He stated, quote, "That's not fair to the people that are actually doing the right thing, that are paying their way," end quote. The letter had Stile urging Duffy to strengthen oversight of local transit agencies as part of the federal grant review process. A federal judge has ruled that new Wisconsin regulations targeting vape devices can remain in place. The regulations ban the sale of any electronic vaping device that is not listed in the Wisconsin Department of Revenue's directory. A coalition of vape shops filed the lawsuit prior to when the regulations went into effect on September 1st. On Friday, a federal judge ruled against temporarily blocking the regulations, noting in his decision that the vape distributors had 19 months to challenge the 2023 law that made the new regulations possible. The Herb Kohl Educational Foundation is now accepting nominations for its 2026 Teacher Fellowship and Principal Leadership Awards. The awards are meant to honor teachers and administrative staff from across the state who go above and beyond to support their students. Award recipients will receive $6,000 and their schools will receive a matching $6,000 grant. Teachers can be nominated by other school staff, parents, and even students. The nominations can be submitted on the Herb Kohl Educational Foundation's website. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has certified the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board election results. The newly elected soybean producers started their three-year terms on the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board on September 1st. They include David Justman of Platteville, representing District 3, which covers Adams, Crawford, Grant, Juneau, La Crosse, Monroe, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties. Jonathan Gibbs of Fox Lake, representing District 4, which covers Columbia, Dodge, Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Marquette, Washera, and Winnebago counties. And Patrick Malouli of Clinton, representing District 5, which covers Dane, Green, Iowa, Lafayette, and Rock counties. The Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is composed of 7 producers in 7 districts across the state. The board oversees the collection and use of about $3 million in assessment fees paid by Wisconsin soybean producers. This funding is used to support the soybean industry through research, education, and promotion of Wisconsin-grown soybeans. Learn more about the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board at wisoybean.org. A couple of Wisconsin lawmakers from opposite sides of the political divide have come together for a cause close to the hearts of Wisconsinites, the Green Bay Packers. Lisa Hale has the story.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Congressman Tony Weed have introduced the Go Pack Go Act, designed to allow Packers fans in Wisconsin, no matter where they live, to watch the Pack play on television. Over 400,000 people living in Wisconsin counties are considered either a part of Minnesota or Michigan television markets, so they end up watching either the Lions or the Vikings games instead of the Packers if the games are scheduled at the same time. The Go Pack Go Act would require cable and satellite companies to give Wisconsin subscribers access to games from a Wisconsin market.
Average gas prices took a slight dip in Wisconsin, dropping 2.2 cents over the last week. The average today is $2.95 in the state. This is 7.9 cents per gallon higher than a month ago, but over 10 cents lower than this time last year. Prices have been volatile in the Midwest in recent weeks. A refinery in Indiana experienced temporary outage because of severe weather. With the restart of BP's Whiting refinery, Great Lakes State saw significant relief. The transition to winter gasoline is just a week away for most areas, and OPEC announced an increase in oil production starting in October. This could help keep oil prices lower for longer. Every child dreams of their future, and every dream deserves a plan. Whether they go to college, technical school, or pursue specialized career training, there's no better time to learn about saving for their education with Wisconsin's EdVest 529 College Savings Plan than this month during National College Savings Month. EdVest 529 offers a combination of flexibility, low fees, and triple tax advantages for Wisconsin taxpayers, including a state income tax deduction of up to $5,130 per beneficiary on contributions made to an EdVest 529 account. Additionally, earnings grow tax-free and can be withdrawn free from federal and state taxes when used to pay for qualified expenses like tuition, books, room and board, computers, and more. In celebration of National College Savings Month and to help families start saving for a loved one's future, EdVest 529 is announcing a $50 bonus for new accounts open between now and September 26th. Make an initial deposit of $50 or more. Set up recurring contributions of $30 or more for six consecutive months and receive the $50 bonus. For more information on EdVest 529, including investment options, fees, and answers to frequently asked questions, visit edvest.com. National Preparedness Month is underway. A time to remember life-saving blood products are an essential part of preparedness for every type of disaster. Whether it be home fires or natural disasters, such as hurricanes, flooding, and wildfires. Severe weather can disrupt blood donations by causing blood drive cancellations and impacting donors' ability to give. Additionally, trauma patients may need blood product transfusions within minutes of entering emergency rooms. Those who give now could help someone in dire moments. This month, the American Red Cross is reminding you that giving blood now helps support patients the moment they need medical care. Donors of all types, especially those with type O positive and B negative blood, are asked to make an appointment to give. To book a time to give blood or platelets, visit redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. A blood drive will be held Wednesday from 9 to 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds eligible hunters hoping to participate in the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities to contact and confirm a location with a hunt landowner sponsor before September 15th. Thousands of acres of land are available for this year's hunt, which will take place October 4th through 12th. Hunters should contact sponsors directly to participate in the 2025 hunt. Some properties can accommodate more hunters than others, so hunters are advised to contact potential sponsors as early as possible to determine availability. To sign up for a hunt, hunters or assistants should provide their name, contact information, and DNR customer ID number. To be eligible, hunters must possess a valid Class A, C, or D disabled permit or qualifying Class B permit. Eligible hunters may sign up for one sponsored property per year and must possess a gun deer license. For more information, visit the DNR's Deer Hunting for Hunters with Disabilities webpage. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Rachel Spencer on ticket 419 and Mark Schmidt on ticket 220.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
It's apple season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh-picked favorites like Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Perfect for eating or cooking. Sip on fresh apple cider, and in the bakery, hot apple cider donuts made fresh daily, homemade caramel apples, turnovers, cookies, and even cake and bake pies. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. And while you're there, brighten your porch with beautiful fall mums and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Philip M. Brown, 69, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Wednesday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 1 until the time of service at 2. Philip M. Brown, 69, of Richland Center. Roscoe L. Bud Manning Jr., 67, formerly of Richland Center, died August 30th at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 1 to 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, followed by military honors by the Richland Center Military Honors Unit at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Roscoe L. Bud Manning Jr., 67, formerly of Richland Center. Jane Annette Turnipseed, age 76, died Wednesday. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Sunday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Carbone Cancer Center. Jane Annette Turnipseed, age 76. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 11th, from 3 to 9 at the Woodman Community Hall. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be sent to Boscobel VFW or American Legion, Grant County Cancer Coalition, or Wisconsin River Trail Organization. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a partly sunny and rather breezy day today, we had those winds whipping out of the south around 25 to 30 miles per hour, but pulling in some more mild temperatures. We did scrape highs today in the low 70s. Tonight will be partly cloudy, falling to the low 50s. We could see a few scattered sprinkles possible, but more unlikely, and staying more north. For the day tomorrow, mixed skies, mild conditions, still breezy, highs hit the mid-70s. And then we have a better chance for some isolated spotty showers tomorrow night, and maybe a rumble of thunder in there. Otherwise, just some passing clouds. The system really dies out as it starts to head our way and down south. So tomorrow night, lows fall to the mid-50s. For Wednesday, it'll be a dry day, partly cloudy and comfortable, highs in the upper 70s, winds out of the east. We've got another calm and pleasant day on tap for Thursday. More sunshine out there and highs hitting 80 degrees. Through the overnights, we'll be back to the mid-50s. Friday, partly sunny, warmer, low 80s. More muggy, but a chance of showers, too, pushing in at night. Saturday, rather humid. Showers and thunderstorms are definitely possible. Highs make it to those mid-80s. And Sunday, a little bit cooler, just a touch, down to the low 80s. It'll be partly sunny, with a small chance of sprinkles still lingering. I told you that summer weather would come back. So basically what's happening right now is we've got the warm front lifting through, giving us some more mild temperatures, and that's going to cause some rain up north. And as the system shifts through the state, it's going to drag a little bit our way, but it dissipates. In the meantime, we'll see a high pressure system for midweek and to close out this week. And then on Saturday, as we get a little bit more muggy, a cold front does move through. So showers and storms are likely from that. Behind that, Sunday and into Monday, a high pressure from Canada slides in, a reinforcing cold front. So the temperatures will fall to about average again. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly sunny and 71 degrees after a high today of 74, and we almost tied a record low by 3 degrees up with a low of 37 this morning. Yesterday's high was 68, and we received no precipitation. Our record high set back in 1955 is 98 degrees, and the record low is 34. That was set back in 1986. Last year's high was 74 with a low of 39. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:25. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:34. The winds are out of the north at 8 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.09, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 71 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Rookie Jacob Mizorowski stopped the Pittsburgh Pirates on a single run through seven innings as Milwaukee won yesterday's game 10-2. The Brewers swept the four-game set at PNC Park. First baseman Andrew Vaughn went 4-for-5 with a double and an RBI. It was the best starting effort of Mizorowski's young career, and he picked up his fifth win. Quinn Priester gets the start tonight as Milwaukee opens the series on the road in Texas against the Rangers. First pitch for that will be at 7:05, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at 6:30. Right-hander Grant Anderson has come off the injured list to boost a Milwaukee Brewers bullpen that has been dealing with plenty of medical issues. The Brewers announced before their game today with the Texas Rangers that they had activated Anderson and optioned right-hander Greg Yoho to AAA Nashville. Anderson last pitched for Milwaukee on August 23rd before going on the injured list with tendonitis in his right ankle. The 28-year-old Anderson owns a 2-5 record and a 2.87 earned run average in 57 appearances. He has struck out 66 over 62 and two-thirds innings. Wisconsin coach Luke Fickle says quarterback Billy Edwards Jr.'s status for this week is uncertain as the Badgers prepare to visit number 19 Alabama. Edwards didn't play in the Badgers' 42-10 victory over Middle Tennessee last weekend after he sprained his knee during the second quarter of their spring opening 17-0 triumph over Miami of Ohio. Danny O'Neill started in Edwards' place and went 23-27 for 283 yards with three touchdown passes and an interception against Middle Tennessee. Fickle said he also was uncertain about whether center Jake Renfro would be able to play against Alabama.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
The Packers claimed victory in their home opener for the 13th straight time yesterday with a 27-13 decision over the Detroit Lions. Micah Parsons picked up a sack in his first start for Green Bay. Jordan Love fired a pair of first-half scoring passes to Tucker Kraft and Jaden Reed, and Josh Jacobs added a late touchdown. The Lions averaged more than 33 points a game while going 15-2 last season. They didn't reach the end zone yesterday unless less than a minute was left. It's a short week. The Packers welcome the Washington Commanders to Lambeau Field for Thursday night football. Kickoff time will be 7:15, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. And on Thursday, that pregame will start at 5. The Green Bay Packers heard all the talk that their run defense might suffer after they traded three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark to Dallas as part of the package that brought them star pass rusher Micah Parsons. They went a long way toward dismissing that speculation in their 27-13 season-opening victory over the Detroit Lions. The Packers limited Detroit to 46 yards on 22 carries. David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs combined for 44 yards on 20 carries. After two disappointing seasons with the Jets, former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers returned to East Rutherford, New Jersey yesterday and emerged victorious. Rodgers led the Pittsburgh Steelers to a 34-32 victory over another of his former teams. The future Hall of Fame signal caller admits he was motivated by those who questioned whether his career was finished. He completed 22 of 30 passes for 244 yards and 4 touchdowns. The Steelers claimed the win when Chris Boswell booted a 60-yard field goal with less than a minute remaining. Rodgers was with the Jets the last two seasons. The Baltimore Ravens have built a reputation for excellence as they sabotaged just enough to result in defeat. That was the story of last night's 41-40 loss at Buffalo. The Ravens moved the ball at will at times on offense, but couldn't hold on to the ball in the fourth quarter, giving the Bills a chance to rally. Coach John Harbaugh says, in hindsight, the play calling was an issue. The Ravens' reputation for folding in big moments will likely hang over them all season, and nothing short of a Super Bowl run may be enough to change it. And tonight, week one wraps up in the NFL when the Minnesota Vikings take on the Chicago Bears at Chicago. Kickoff for that game will be at 7:15. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
The post-crib assembly press conference, brought to you by Progressive.
Michael, you had some trouble putting the crib together today. What went wrong?
You know, those instructions can be tough, and, you saw the outcome.
Were you upset when your wife pulled you and called in the backup?
No, I mean, the baby needs a crib to sleep in, so whatever it takes.
You've got a changing table to put together next. It's got a lot of drawers. What's your comment?
You know what? We're done here.
Like it or not, sometimes you need a backup. That's why there's Progressive, to protect your home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Amplify Health. A little empathy changes everything.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans and corn were higher Monday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that delivered top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the session higher on short covering and technical buying. The trade's taking a wait-and-see attitude to any potential frost damage from the weekend while getting ready for the supply and demand report. The big bearish issue continues to be the lack of export demand from China. November beans were up 6 3/4 at 10.33 3/4. January was 7 1/4 higher at 10.52 1/4. October bean meal was up $1.40 at 281.90, and October bean oil was 17 points higher at 50.98. Corn closed higher. Most of the regions expected to be dry this week, allowing early harvest activity to make a solid advance. It has been a dry finish to the growing season in many areas, but the trade is still expecting a record crop. December corn was up 3 3/4 at 421 3/4. March was 3 higher at 439.5. And wheat was higher. It's oversold and due for a bounce, even if gains over the long term could be limited by the large available world supply. Recent frost in Argentina might impact yields, but conditions in Australia look mostly favorable. December Chicago is 4.5 higher at 523 3/4. December Kansas City was up 12 at 517 1/4. December Minneapolis was 10 3/4 higher at 576 3/4. Live cattle were mostly higher and feeders were up, getting ready for this week's direct business. October live was down 17 to 235.80. December was up 12 at 237.57. October feeders were $1.27 higher at 359.17. And nearby hogs were down, deferred months were up on spread trade and the recent higher trend in pork. October lean was down 87 at 95.15. December hogs were 17 cents lower at 88.15. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
A quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Show lists for the week are mixed, higher in Kansas, but lower in Texas and Nebraska and Colorado. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Monday. Significant trade volume isn't expected until midweek or later. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down $1.07 at $409.69. Select up 15 cents at $385.34. Estimated cattle slaughter was 106,000 head, down more than 8,000 from last year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 258 with a weighted average of 103.83. The Iowa Minnesota was 329 higher with a weighted average of 104.36. And the Western Corn Belt was up 211 with a weighted average of 104.21. Pork values were higher, up 51 cents at 116.38. And estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, up about 3,000 from last year. I'm Megan Grubner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The USDA's national crop ratings mostly declined over the past week. Many key U.S. growing areas had a dry start to September, and ratings typically dip ahead of harvest. 68% of U.S. corn is rated good to excellent, down 1%, with 4% of the crop harvested. 64% of U.S. soybeans are good to excellent, 1% lower. More news up next on Brownfield.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Marketing opportunities have been few and far between for many farmers this year. Mark Inninga in southwest Minnesota says he hopes to sell some corn and soybeans out of the field this fall.
I'm just looking for opportunities when the market sees a little bit of concern or some good news and trying to move some crop when those situations present themselves. There's been very limited windows this year to market the crop.
A southeast Iowa farmer says fertilizer prices are top of mind heading into fall. Tim Meyer tells Brownfield,
for whatever reason, there's such a discrepancy right now between 32% and anhydrous to the tune of could be up to $40 an acre difference. I think we're going to see some folks switching to anhydrous over 32%.
Meyer says he's trying to stay patient with his booking for fall needs. Purdue Farms has announced plans to lay off approximately 300 workers at its Washington, Indiana poultry plant next month. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Choosing forage quality products. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Brevant Seeds. Brevant Retail Business Manager Andy Zoller says the forage quality lineup is all about tonnage, digestibility, and starch. He tells Brownfield forage quality products are not only strong in those categories, they also have great grain yield, giving farmers added flexibility. More after this.
You were right.
You were right.
You were right.
Well, you were right.
When you choose your seed brand, there's winning, and then there's...
You were right. Should have gone with Brevant Seeds.
When you choose Brevant Seeds, you don't just win. You get to be right. Don't just win. Win. Talk with your retailer or visit Brevant.com/win to get started. When you choose Brevant Seeds, you don't just win. You win so big, the very ground beneath your feet cries tears of joy. You went so big that second place feels like a participation trophy. You went so big, you might as well be harvesting buried treasure. Oh, sorry, just one more. When you choose Brevant seeds, you don't just win, you hit the jackpot. Don't just win, win. Talk with your retailer or visit brevant.com/jackpot to get started.
Retail business manager Andy Zoller says with Forage Quality Products, Brevant believes in the power of three.
Tonnage is one leg of the stool. Digestibility is another leg. And starch is the third leg. And we want those hybrids to be strong and do exceptional things in all of those.
How do Forage Quality Products fit into a producer's operation?
They're not only strong in all of those things and have great agronomics so they can go across the farm well. They also have great grain yield. So the farmer can actually decide at the end of the season whether he would like to harvest that for silage or if he's got extra and he might take those hybrids for grain. We continue to improve the lineup by testing for digestibility and tonnage earlier in the development process than we ever have before. That allows us to have obviously better fiber digestibility and better tonnage, but that also gives us a bunch of data. So when a farmer actually wants to lean on the digestibility part a little heavier, or maybe he needs more forage and he's looking for more tonnage, we can go back to the data and kind of cherry pick which hybrids might be best for him.
He tells Brownfield growers should ask several key questions when making seed decisions for next year.
Does it have great drought tolerance? What is the early growth like? How does it handle cold conditions and stress conditions? So we can place them on the acres that they want to place. We can get across all of their different soil types with a product that actually fits the acre.
And Zoller encourages growers to visit with their local retailer.
With Corteva's new focus on ag retail, it's a great marriage of the best of both worlds. We actually have the opportunity to take some of the best genetics in the industry and have them put their agronomics underneath them and their crop protection products over the top to get the best result for the farm.
To learn more,
get with their local Brevant rep or go to brevant.com and take a look, see what we've got.
Again, that's brevant.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Brevant Seeds.
Take a weekend, dive into the deep end. Take a weekend, dive into the deep end. Might as well be an open invitation to get your weekend mind right. Miller Lite, High Life on, party playlist playing. Turn it up and ice them down, y'all know what we all about. We brought the party, y'all know we about to blow it up. Burning tires, shooting fire from a Dixie cup. Come on in if you wanna let your wild side out. Dance to the music, baby, let your hair down. Might be 3 in the morning, but we just getting started. 'Cause we brought the party. We brought the party. We make some strong, yeah. Moonshine and long necks. Whatever you want next. We got it and we're gonna keep it rolling till the sun comes up. Drank it on down just to fill it back up. The party, y'all know we bout to blow it up. Burning tires, shooting fire from a Dixie cup. Come on in if you wanna let your wild side out. Dance to the music, baby, let your hair down. Might be 3 in the morning, but we just getting started. 'Cause we brought the party.
burning tires, shooting fly from a Dixie cup. Come on in if you want to let your wild side out. Dance to the music, baby, let your hair down. Might be 3 in the morning, but we just getting started.
WRCO Studio is proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and tasty moments.
I was 3 sheets to the wind, so hung up on where you've been. Look for you when I walked in, every bar and brawl. You had me drowning in Jack, feeling like that empty glass sheet. I finally hit that bottom of the heartbreak. It took a little time, but then I saw the light. Yeah, you might have heard that I'm better than you left me, better than you met me. In between these weekends and my friends, I found the best me. She walked in on a Friday night. Your text, what the hell goes through your head? If I know you by now, I bet you're getting lonely. But I'm with someone new, and she ain't gonna leave like you. And sorry if it hurts to know I'm doing better than you left me, better than you met me. In between these weekends and my friends, I found the best me. She walked in on a Friday night.
Dylan Schneider, Better Than You Left Me. And before that, we had Ryan Montgomery with We Brought the Party. And I'm Tim Thede. I'm here until 8 o'clock this evening. I'm bringing you some great music. And hopefully you are having a good Monday. Wasn't too bad weather-wise out there. A little warmer than what it's been. We actually hit a high today of 74. Right now, the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer says it's 71 degrees at 548. And Brittany Merlot says for tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 52. But the winds will be around out of the south at around 10 to 20 miles per hour, making it feel a little cooler, but a lot better than last night because during the overnight, we reached a low of 37 degrees, which was 3 degrees from the record low of 34 degrees. But anyways, hopefully your Monday is going well, and hopefully you had a good weekend this weekend. Hope you got a chance to get out to the Richland County Fair and take that in this weekend. I didn't get a chance to. I had a lot of work to do. I mean, I was working, and then by the time I got off work, I really didn't have much time to get out to the fairgrounds. But maybe again next year, but missed seeing some of you out there. But hopefully you had a great time this weekend at the Richland County Fair. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found on Friday on Johnson Hill Road near Yuba, a neutered male dog, skinny, scared, and very sore feet. Sore pads on its feet. If you are the owner of the dog or if you have any info, please call 608-963-8769. And if you want to see what that dog looks like, you can find photos on our WRCO Facebook page. Also found a gray tabby cat wearing a white collar. That cat was found near in the Copper Hill Road area, I should say. And if you think this is your cat, give a call to 608-647-8896. Also found a blue heeler dog with no collar found in the Ridgeview Lane area near Viola. And if this sounds like your dog, give a call to 608-445-8758. If you're hungry yet, the Boscobel Pool Fundraising Committee is sponsoring a picnic in the park for the pool, and that's being held tonight, and it's going on right now. And actually, it looks like it's the last pool in the park for the year. You are invited to enjoy hamburgers, brats, and hot dogs. That goes on until 7 o'clock this evening at Crown Sage Park in the Gene Larson Shelter.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPPZ. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
SUPPZ, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPPZ difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPPZ.
Venomore.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Lawyer talk. Lawyers can talk down to you, get you confused, and still not answer your questions. And then they charge you for the confusion. I like talking with people, helping them think through their questions, and answering them in a simple way. I hate lawyer talk, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
Come one, come all to the Blue River Farmers Market. Happening every second and fourth Tuesday from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at beautiful Blue River Park, now through September 23rd. Shop local with a wide variety of fresh produce, flowers, baked goods, artisan crafts, natural products, candles, jewelry, jams and jellies, unique gifts, cotton candy, and so much more. It's fun for all ages and full of small town charm with big time flavor. Interested in being a vendor? Call or message the Friends of Blue River on Facebook. The Blue River Farmers Market, where community, creativity, and good eats come together.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
I
town's got a quick stop. Take your fake ID for a pit stop. Grab a cold sixer and a tank of gasoline. Every small town's got a Friday night, sold out crowd under stadium lights, where the QB's jacket wraps the homecoming queen. Every small town's got its share of dreamers, county line racing 17ers. Every small town has got their white picket fences, homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving, 4th of July parading. Every small town has got a water tower, sunset kisses at golden hour. But of all the map dots across the red, white, and blue, this is the only small town that's got you. Every small town's got an overpass, graffiti promises it never lasts, memories sneaking through that coat of new paint. Every small town has a heart that runs deep, it's got its fair share of mental beats. Every small town has got their white picket fences, homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving, 4th of July parading. Every small town has got a water tower, sunset kisses at golden hour. But of all the map dots across the red, white, and blue, this is the only small town that's got you. Every small town has got their white picket fences, homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving, 4th of July parading. Every small town has got a water tower, sunset kisses at golden hour. But of all the map dots across the red, white, and blue, this is the only small town that's got you. This is the only small town that's got you. The only small town that's got you.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough. Never.
bye.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dugbusky. The White House officials are firing back at a newly released letter that appears to show President Trump's signature on a 2003 birthday gift to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. They say it's not the president's signature. Community leaders say federal agents conducted at least three immigration arrests on the southwest side of